Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Good morning. Let's get up in here. It's been a minute. I'm over here making my apples and peanut butter for breakfast. What's up, y'all? Listen, I'm gonna give everybody a second to get up in here and share this with two, three of your friends. It's been a minute. I've been just posting on my subscribers only lately because you guys, you know, but it's the subscribers only for me consistently. Hey, y'all. What's up? Get up in here. Consistency breeds success. Good morning. Rich rising. Come on, subscribers only. Where are my subscribers only at? Just drop a something in the chat. Mm-hmm. I see y'all. You looking fine. Y'all so funny. How many of y'all been working with me on this fitness journey? Y'all been going to the gym. And y'all see me in the gym. How many of y'all? Good morning. Listen, I woke up this morning and I'm pumped up. I'm ready to win the day. Every day I wake up, I'm like, you know what? I am going to win the day. I'm going to get up. I'm going to be great. I'm going to win the day. Nothing is going to stop me. It's definitely giving Rich Rising. But one of the biggest things I want you all to know and understand, I see you in the gym. It's a lifestyle. Yes, ma'am, it is. Once you start going, once you start seeing the results, you're not going to stop. Like, you are not going to stop once you start seeing those results, once you start seeing your body change. And let me just stress this before we get into this. There is no look. And when I say no look, I mean no look that you can actually buy that looks like a person who is doing the work. And the more I work out, the more I exercise, the more I go to the gym, the more I realize how similar working out is to working in your business, right? You can't copy and paste the success, right? You may look fit, you may look skinny, but you won't look fit, right? There's a difference between looking skinny. There's a difference between looking fit. And the one that requires the work definitely looks a little different. The results look a little different. Okay. The way it's maintained looks a little different. And that's the same thing that's the same way it is when it comes to business and success, right? You can copy and paste the videos. You can go and say and regurgitate things that people say. You can go and post content that looks like other people. But if you have not put in the work, it's not going to hit the same, right? It's not going to hit the same. It's just not going to hit the same if you have not put the work in. And the biggest thing that I've been learning along this journey, and I know a lot of you all think that it's just about, you know, getting in shape, getting muscles, losing weight. I've lost all the weight that I wanted to lose. We passed that. But now you unlock the next level in your life. And the next level in your life is always connected to your mind, okay? And what it's done for me is it's pushed me past my norm. And it's unlocked a new level of discipline. And what I'm learning along the journey is that discipline breeds success. It doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. If you're disciplined in it, and once you develop that routine, you're going to experience success, okay? You're going to experience success once you develop that level of discipline that you need to be great. And so many people are not great in their fitness journeys because they can't get discipline. That's the first thing. So many people are not great in their businesses because they're not disciplined and they're all over the place, okay? But so many people are not disciplined in their life, so they cannot develop the level of success they want to develop. What I've noticed about so many entrepreneurs is that they're all over the place, right? They start with something, then they jump over to this, they jump over to that. For as long as I can remember, my focus has been helping people build businesses and grow in the areas of entrepreneurship. I've always talked about branding. I've always talked about business development, and I've always been consistent in that area, and I've always been disciplined in that area. And I want you all to think about it. What is your calling? What is your gift to the world? What is the solution that you guys have to other people's problems? Well, whatever that is, I want to encourage you to get disciplined in that area. And if you want to be extremely successful, what I'm realizing is that success, it connects in all areas, mind, body, and spirit. So a lot of you all have seen me working out consistently. You see me in the gym. You see my body changing, right? You see things happening, but you are like, why? You know, why is she doing this? What is she doing this for? A lot of you all think that I'm just doing this for the look. I'm just doing this for the abs, right? I'm just doing this for the arms. And the truth is, you are right. I am doing it for that reason. But I'm also, because y'all thought I wasn't doing it for that reason. Hell no. I'm doing it because I want to look good. And when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you become more confident. Y'all thought I was going to say some other shit. Psyched your mind. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. When you feel good about yourself and when you look good, you are more confident. You become more confident in your sales. You become more confident in your business. You become more confident in your product. You become more confident in your services. You become more confident in the way you show up. Y'all talk about, I get on y'all nerves. No, you know what it is? I say this stuff that you all really want to say, but you don't say it. And I'm going to say, hell yeah, I'm doing this because I want to look good. But I'm also doing it because there's a certain level of discipline that you have to acquire to get to this level in your life. And everyone is not going to get up. Everyone is not going to go every day. Everyone is not going to wake up at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning right? Everyone is not going to go 3-4 days a week. Everyone is not going to push themselves out their comfort zone, but it's more mental than it is physical. And that's what a lot of you all don't understand. And I want you to understand it, because once you understand this concept, right, once you adopt this level of discipline, then there's going to be no stopping you. Because when I think back through my life over the last 10 to 12 years, you know what I realized? I realized that discipline got me further than my talent got me, right? It wasn't the fact that I was super talented. It wasn't the fact that I had it all together. It wasn't the fact that I was super smart. You know, it was some of those things. But what got me to where I am today, and I still don't feel like I'm far, is discipline. It's discipline. It's discipline, right? I say this all the time. Even when you are motivated, when you are not motivated, you need to be consistent. Even when you are not motivated, just be consistent, because the truth is, when it comes to business and entrepreneurship, there are going to be days where you're not motivated. But if you're just consistent, if you continue to post, people ask me, Ronnie, how did you grow your online following the way you did? Well, go look at how many pieces of content that I put up, right? I'm a certified content creator, okay? What does that mean? That means that I have put up, if you look at my profile right now, it says that I have put up over 300 pieces of content. And I ask you all, how much do you believe in yourself, right? And you know what I always tell people? I say, I can tell how much you believe in yourself based on how much you promoted yourself, right? If you only put up 500 pieces of content, all right? If you only put up 500 pieces of content, then are you really promoting yourself? Somebody said, who just walked in? My mama just walked in. Say hi, Mom. You want to say hi? They can't see you. Just say hi.
Hi.
My mother's like, God, get the fuck out of my face. I'm about to take her to her doctor's appointment, y'all. Anyway, I can always tell how people believe in themselves based on how much they promote themselves. So if you truly believe in yourself, then you would be promoting yourself consistently. If you got 20-something posts on your page, I don't think you really believe in what you do. If you only got 10 posts on your page, I don't really believe that you believe that you are helping people, right? If you only got a few hundred posts on your page, then I don't feel like you really believe that you're helping people and change their lives. Because when you really feel like you have a solution, when you really feel like you're making a difference in people's lives, okay, you're going to promote the hell out of your offer. Some of you all are out here putting out content that is not even relevant to what you are doing. You sitting out here motivating people every day, but you're not talking about your business. You're sitting out here putting videos out that have nothing to do with your companies, nothing to do with your products, nothing to do with your services. People do not know what you do. People do not know what you do. And the truth is, when I see people who aren't really promoting what they're doing, when I see people who really aren't promoting their services, what their real offer is, I'm unclear as to what you're doing. I'm like, you know what? They're not certain. They're not sure. You know what I really think? I feel like they're not confident. They do not truly believe in what they're offering. They do not believe in their business model. They're ashamed in some reason, right? In some season, they're ashamed. For some reason, they are ashamed, right? They don't feel comfortable with what they're offering. So they're not putting it up on their page, right? They're not promoting exactly what they're doing. People are not clear on their offers because they're not happy with what they're doing, because we don't know what the hell they do. We don't know what they do. Every time I come on here, I'm talking to you all about building and growing your brand, increasing your online presence, overcoming the obstacles, leveraging social media to grow your companies, being consistent when it comes to promoting and building and scaling and getting visibility. My message does not change. Why? Because I work in brand development. I work with people on developing their companies. I work with people on growing communities online. I work with people on crafting their stories for their businesses. I help people monetize their companies and I help them get clear on their offers. I'm not coming on here talking about anything else. So when I see people creating content and making videos that has nothing to do with what you're doing, and I can look at your page and I'm not sure, the only way I would know is if I look at your bio and I click your bio, I would be unclear. But if you go on my page, you know I'm a mom. If you go on my page, you know I do branding. If you go on my page, you see me working with entrepreneurs. If you go on my page, you see me running a podcast. You know exactly what I'm doing and it's clear. So I want to stress to you all, until you get disciplined and until you get 100% locked in on whatever it is that you're attempting to do, you're going to keep on running in circles. What's up, Fast Axe? Come on, Fast Axe says, Ronnie, I really seen you come from the bottom. I'm so proud of you. That's how I know anything is possible for you if you actually put your mind to it. Let me make sure I pin this. I'm a pin this right here. Let me tell y'all a story. Because a lot of you all don't truly know me. You only know me from social media and you think I just magically dropped here and I was rich or something or some shit. I don't know what you have in your mind. Okay, but there are people out here that have known me for many, many years. And I'm talking about when I was out here hustling. And I mean, hustling. Okay, I'm talking about people like Fast Axe. Fast Axe, we used to be at the print shop and I would be running around. I used to sit up at the print shop with my three children. And I would get flyers done for my product line. I was selling skincare products back in 2009. All right, this is Ronnie before the short hair. Yes, this is Ronnie before network marketing. This is Ronnie before direct sales, before the teams. This is when Ronnie was selling her own product line. A lot of you all did not know this, but I had my own product line back in 2009. It was called Amour Monet. It was named after my oldest daughter. And Fast Axe used to make my flyers for me. I used to try to give him $10, $15, $20, $30, $40 to print some flyers for me. And he used to sit there and design my flyers for me. And I used to spend hundreds of dollars getting flyers made every week just to walk around and pass flyers out for my business for people to take them and throw them in the trash. While everyone else was promoting parties, I was promoting my product lines. And I used to sit up there with groups and groups and groups and groups of guys. Okay. And all the guys were hustling. And I was probably the only female up there, and I was really running my business. I never dated any of the guys. I never slept with none of the guys. I worked my ass off to make my money and to take care of my children. And I was so consistent. Okay. I didn't have a fancy house. I didn't drive a fancy car. I was literally trying to sell my products to feed my children. This is discipline. Everyone wants to know, how did I get here? Right? I got here from 12 years of busting my ass, 12 years of being consistent, 12 years of being disciplined. Who was that, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 12 years of not giving up. Okay? So I want you all to know and understand that all of this overnight stuff that y'all seeing on social media, all this overnight stuff that you think you're seeing, because everyone online wants to make y'all feel like it's been fast for them. And the truth is, it has not been fast for anyone. This stuff has taken time, okay? Many of you all would be much further than where you are today if you just would have remained consistent. But what happened was you fell off. You start doing some other stuff. You got distracted. Okay? You got discouraged. You start feeling like things would not take off for you. Okay? Let's talk about it. What happened? You start hanging around with the wrong ass people. People who weren't doing anything. People who weren't going to challenge you to be your best self. People who weren't going to work to force you and hold you accountable to get up out of your comfort zone. Because that's another thing y'all like to do. All right? Y'all want to talk about that though. But a lot of people when they aren't ready for true change, when they aren't ready for transformation, when they aren't ready to really step outside of that comfort zone, they get away from the people who are holding them accountable. They get away from the people that are saying, oh, well, what happened to you launching your business? They get away from the people that say, well, I thought you was going to start investing. I thought you was going to start this company. Why are you not selling your products? Why are you not doing that? They get away from the people who start holding them accountable. The people who keep reminding them of where they aren't. A lot of you all, you say people change. You get brand new. People start acting funny. People start acting Hollywood. They don't have the same friends that they had before. These are the things that you hear when people are extremely successful. But the truth is, people don't get Hollywood. People don't change. A lot of people don't start acting brand new. What happens is when you get to a certain level of success, people start moving funny with you. They need to get away from you. They don't want to be around you the way they used to want to be around you. You know why? Because you remind them of what they did not finish. You remind them of what they aren't doing. They look at you and then it makes them look at themselves, right? They look at your success and then they start thinking, wow, you know, I could be doing more, but I'm not. They start saying, I don't want to keep seeing this person winning. I've had so many people, true story. I'll look online and I'll see people. And then I realize that certain people weren't following me anymore. They hit the unfollow button. And I would think to myself, God damn, why did they unfollow me? What did I do wrong to them, right? I've never crossed them. I've never hurt them. I do nothing but put positive energy on here. And then it would dawn on me that some people unfollow you because watching you, it really fucks with them on the inside. Watching them, instead of them looking at you and saying, oh my goodness, this just shows me what's possible for me. They literally hit that unfollow button because what happens is every time they see you, they get this feeling in their chest, right? Every time they see you, they start feeling like they on a roller coaster. It's like a gut feeling. They get a little sting in their chest, and it has nothing to do with you because everything that you post, you can put, if I can, you can, right? Or you can give people steps. You can give people tools. You can give people strategies. You can do everything underneath the sun. But if you pay attention, you will realize that a lot of these people, they got to hit the unfollow. Because for some reason, seeing you win makes them feel like they're losing. It makes them feel like they are losing. So a lot of you all, you started hanging around with them kind of people. And you know what they did? They encouraged you. They encouraged you to, man, stop hanging around with her. Yeah. Who was her? It was your mentor. Oh, stop being with them. Who was them? Those were the successful people. Them fake people. What they call them, the internet people. You know why you see successful people hanging around with successful people? Because we breed from the other people's energy, right? We want to be around people who are winning. And let me just tell y'all something. Sometimes it don't even just be your friends. It be your family too. You get around and you start winning around your family. Some of y'all don't even talk to some of y'all family members right now because your family members are haters. They sitting back watching you thinking like, who does she think she is? Right? Meanwhile, when they need something, you're the first person they come to. They sitting around looking at you mad because your growth, right? They looking at you funny. They looking at you sideways. Let me just stress this to y'all. Y'all got to switch it up. Y'all got to switch it up because you hang around those people, the people that's going to allow you to chill. There are so many people that will allow you to chill with them and do nothing every damn day. And don't let me start talking about some of these relationships. Some of y'all in relationships with people that want to lay up, y'all laying up broke together. He didn't got you off of your shit. You didn't allow her to get you off of your game, right? You ain't getting up. You ain't going hard. You ain't building no more. Why? Because you want to lay up all in love, right? You think you in love. The enemy will use people and you don't even know that they using them. Some people, some of y'all being used right now. Some people using other people to distract y'all from y'all goals. You laid up trying to figure out how you gonna pay your bills. You laid up in the bed, kissing and hugging and doing everything underneath the sun and don't even know how you gonna pay your mortgage the next month. Right? You laid up. You in love though. But y'all in love struggling. Y'all should be coming together trying to build something. You can be in love, but let me tell you something. You should be loving, building, and growing and becoming financially free together. I see so many women out here. You laying up, but you on here talking about you not happy. You laying up, but you sitting around here talking about you don't got no savings account. And let me just tell you this. It's not about, y'all think I'm going to say, well, if you laying up with him, he should be giving you some money. That's what y'all think I'm going to say, but that's not what I'm going to say. Because prostitution is not a thing in my life. Okay? What I'm going to tell you is that you don't need to be laying up. You can't afford to lay up. Get your behind up and go and do some work. Monetize your brand, grow your business, promote yourself. For some of you all, this isn't the season of love. For some of you all, this isn't the season of laying up. For some of you all, this is not the season of worrying about relationships and all of that type of stuff. For some of you all, your focus is all right now and you need to be focused on stability. You need to be focused on growth. You need to be focused on excelling in your life. So y'all thought I was going to say, ladies, y'all thought I was going to say, oh, if you laying up with him, he should be giving you some money. No, sis, you should be getting your own money. Get your ass up. Put your relationship stuff on pause. Let me just explain something to you guys. I love all of that, but ain't nothing going to take me away from my focus. He got to be focused too. We got to be focused together. We have to be on the same page. If I'm up at 7, baby, you need to be up at 7, okay? If I'm getting up and I'm going to work and I'm building my company, you better be getting up and doing something. I don't care if it's a J-O-B, okay? But you better be getting up and doing something. Some of you all are laid up with people who are distracting you from your goals. They are 100% okay with you being mediocre. Then what happens? You get mediocre in your business. Then you get mediocre in your body. You start looking up and next thing you know, you done gained 30, 40 pounds. Because y'all sitting around ordering Uber Eats all fucking day. Eating trash. So he done stopped you with your productivity in your business. The next thing you know, your weight falling off. You're not in shape anymore. You're not eating healthy anymore. So you getting fat. Your fortune going down the drain. You unhealthy. You're not growing mentally. He can't read to you. He ain't teaching you nothing. He don't have no skill sets. It's nothing that he can pour into you. He can't put nothing inside of you but some. Okay? Come on, y'all. Listen. Discipline will have you looking at the people that you around and like, man, what is the value that this person is truly adding to my life? What is the value? This is what discipline will do. And then you get out there and you start looking around people. Once you become disciplined, you can't even hang around lazy ass people no more. And the people that you got to distance yourself from, what they start saying, oh, you changed. You brand new. No, I can't be around you no more. I can't hang around you anymore. I can't sit around and call you anymore. I can't hang out with you anymore. I don't want to sit on the phone with you anymore. I don't want to talk about people anymore because that's all you want to talk about. You can't call me and put me on game to nothing. I can't sit around and complain with you anymore because that's all you do is complain and you have absolutely no solutions. These are the people that are holding you all back. Shout out to all of my badge babes on here. This whole live should have been loaded with badges, because I'm going to tell y'all some stuff that y'all best friends not going to tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all some stuff that y'all cousins not going to tell y'all. You know what I realized? Let me just say this, and I'm getting off here because I'm about to take care of my mom and take her to her appointment, be a good daughter so I can add some extra years onto my life and some more blessings. But one of the things that I realized is that, what you looking at me crazy for? You know, let me just tell y'all something. What you got to say, ma'am?
I love you, baby.
Okay.
And I'm so proud of you. Remember that. my mama said she loved me and she proud of me. And she's sitting up here sipping her coffee with her Louis Vuitton bag at the table, living her best life. Okay, she about to go to her concert. The only thing that drive her crazy is her grandkids, but she'll get over it. And when she gone, she go out of town for a few weeks, she be missing them like crazy. But she love us. And I take care of my mom, and she ain't got to worry. Whatever she need, I be having her back. Okay? She been retired for how many years? You done been retired, Miss Ma'am? 58. Since 50. My mama retired at 58 years old. How old is you now, Mom?
I'm almost 69.
She about to be 69. Okay? Let me just tell y'all. A lot of you all think that the stunt is the car, the house. No, the stunt is your mama still working? Is your mother still out here working every day? With arthritis and all that stuff, the real flex is taking care of your parents. That's the real flex. Okay? That's the real flex. Because when my mama quit her job, she had a two-bedroom apartment. Well, she got laid off from her job. After 18 years of working for somebody, they laid her off, okay? And I told my mom, I said, forget them. You'll never have to worry about that another day in your life, okay? And I took care of my mama. I've been taking care of my mama. She ain't had to work, all right? But let me just stress this to you all. And I'm going to jump off of here because this is really important. As you grow and as you evolve, you will begin to appreciate and value people who tell you the truth, okay? And I want y'all to understand this. I want y'all to stress this. I want y'all to believe me when I say this. You know that you are not in a season of growth when you do not appreciate or value people who tell you the truth, okay? Let me reiterate this. When you are in a stagnant season that will not allow you to truly prosper in your life is the season of you not being open to coaching, all right? You not being open to people telling you the truth. You not being open to constructive criticism. You not being open to people being able to sit back and observe things about you and what's holding you back. When I got free in my life, when I started to elevate in my life, I realized that my pride and my ego was holding me back, okay? Let me just say this one more time. Your pride and your ego. A lot of you all are extremely successful. And when I say successful, I mean you have the potential, you have the intelligence, you have the mindset, you have the will, you have the drive, but your pride and ego is holding you back. No one can't tell you anything. And when you get in the season where you stop complaining, stop sitting around being negative all the time, right? Stop sitting around thinking about the worst case scenarios. Stop sitting around thinking that your way is the way, and it's clearly not the way because it's not working, right? Then you will free yourself. The minute you start saying, you know what? Tell me what's wrong with me. When I go around people, I be like, what do you think? What do you think about this? Y'all might think I'm crazy. I make 7 figures. Great. But I'm always asking people, what do you think? What do you think about this? So what would you do in this season? How do you feel about this? How would you handle this if this was you? Because I'm always trying to get the vision from outside people, outside of me. I want to know what other people would think. I want to know the feedback that other people would give me. I want to know what other people would do in that situation because feedback from other people, it helps you grow. But a lot of you, all you don't listen to other people, and that's why you are still stuck. You're stuck. Believe it or not, let me just stress this. This is the craziest thing, you guys. I had people join my coaching program. They pay me thousands of dollars to get in my coaching program. And it's not cheap to work with me for 6 weeks. They come to me and they pay me thousands of dollars to work with me for 6 weeks. Let me just tell you how mind-boggling this is. They come to me and they pay me thousands of dollars to work with me. And guess what? Every cohort I do, I have one or two that pay me to come and work with me. They pay me to get my advice. They pay me to get the things and the resources and the tools that I've given other people that have allowed them to change their businesses and grow their brands. And guess what? They don't listen. It is the craziest, most insane thing I have ever seen in my life. Why would you pay someone for their expertise? Why would you pay someone for their feedback? Why would you pay someone for their honesty and their truth? And then you get upset, and then you get frustrated, and then you get offended, and then you get in your feelings when people tell you the things that you really need to hear, but you don't want to hear them. Y'all don't want to hear truth. You know, going through this process and starting the brand rehab and working with so many different entrepreneurs, it has really woke me up. And it has allowed me to see that so many people have been used to getting fluff. So many people are used to people taking their money and telling them lies, right? You all will sign up with coaches that are willing to just take your money from you and tell you sweet nothings. They won't tell you the truth. They won't tell you the things that you need to hear because they are afraid of hurting your feelings. But sometimes you need your feelings hurt and you need the truth. The truth might hurt your feelings sometimes. The fact that your website looks like trash, you need to hear that. The fact that your content is not converting and you need to change this, and this and do this, you need to hear that. The fact that you need to work on some things with yourself within and the way you are coming up, you need to hear that. But a lot of you all, you want people that will take your money, smile in your face, give you false flattery, and know deep down inside that you do not have the it factor. You do not have the content. You do not have the pull to attract the right type of people to you. And they will take your money and say, you're doing great. A lot of you all sit up in these classes just to work with people who is going to take your money and lie to you. Truth. We have to start valuing, even outside of coaching. Some of you all have left friends alone that just telling you about yourself. And it is mind-boggling. That's why I don't really show up on here the way I used to show up. My subscribers see me. You want to see what's going on? Subscribe. Because you get to a point where you get tired of trying to give away free game and trying to help people who don't want to listen. You have to be open to feedback if you want to win. A lot of people are out here, they will nicely take your $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 and sit there and, oh, you're amazing. I believe in you. You're on the right track. Keep going. What is your why? Go write your why down again. I want you to write your why down. Because in order for you to know how to get up and be disciplined every morning, you're going to have to write your why. What is your why? You know, I think back to my why. I'm so tired of hearing that motherfucking why. And y'all know why I'm tired of hearing that shit? Because when you're tired, When you over your business, you know why you started your fucking business. You ain't never gonna forget why you started shit. You know why? You did it because the why is your bills. The why is your damn kids. The why is your daycare money. The why is your gas. The why is your electric. The why is your phone bill. But guess what? You still be over that shit in the midst of your why. And when I hear these people online, remember your why. Remember why you started. No, what you need to master is discipline. What are you going to do every day? What are you going to do every day? What is your step-by-step? This is what people are lacking. Step-by-step strategy. This is what I teach in the brand rehab. Step-by-step. What do you need to know? You need to know how to tell your story. You need to know how to build your brand. You need to know how to create an online presence. You need to learn how to create content, right? You need to learn how to automate your business. You need to learn how to get visibility, right? You need to learn how to set up lead gen. The why is great, but I'm so tired of the fluff. I'm so tired of the fluff. It's the discipline that you all are missing. It's the truth that's missing in your life. No one's going to sit there and say, I heard that before. You regurgitating stuff from ET. I heard that. I see you trying to be a motivational speaker here, but I don't really think that's your thing right now. Go build something. Go build something and become successful and get some customers who buy your products and buy your service on a consistent basis. Go hit 7 figures and then come back. I'll listen to you. No one's going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you that. It's going to sting. No one's going to tell you, what is your business? I want to be a business coach. I want to teach entrepreneurs how to make 6 figures. And I'm like, okay, well, show me your 6-figure business. And you're like, well, that's what I'm trying to build. Why I'm trying to teach people how to make 6 figures in their business. And I'm like, what the hell? How you going to teach them and you haven't done it yourself? And then you want to quit my class. And then you want a goddamn refund. Because I'm not going to sit here and allow you to mislead people. Because I have integrity. Now you want to dispute. This is the stuff that we go through because no one is telling you all the truth. I'm not going to sit here and let you lie to people. I'm not going to build out this course on how to make 7 figures in 60 days. But you've been doing what you've been doing for 5 years and you haven't made it. And you want me to help you sell the bullshit. I'm not selling that shit. I'm not doing it. I'm not allowing you to sabotage your life because I know what's going to happen in 2 years or 3 years once they realize that you haven't done it. I'm thinking about 5 years down the line. I want you to go create the company and create the service and create the product and build the customer base and have a business that's going to be around for 5 years or 10 years. And because I won't allow you to create a course that says how to make 7 figures in 7 days, you want a refund. Y'all got to cut this shit out. Y'all got to cut it out. Y'all got to cut it out. I'm telling you guys, this is some information, but this is also a rant at the same time. I am this close to growing my product line and disappearing because no one wants to really do the work anymore. Y'all want to skip the steps. Y'all want to go to these damn events and conferences to get pictures with people. You know, you went just to get a picture with a celebrity and walking beside him and shit like you a part of his crew. You know, this is what we're doing these days. Holding the arm around a celebrity. Had a good meal with my boy. You didn't meet with nobody. You ran up on a man and asked for a picture. You're a fan. Stop misleading people. You don't have any business to do. There was no business meeting. You stood in line and you asked for a photo. This is the stuff that you all would rather do versus do the work and do the work so well that people remember your name and people remember your service and your product and what you do to help people. And then you end up on the stage really beside the person. Like speaking on the same stage with them. Like talking on the same platform that they're talking on. Like being at the same event that they're at. Not like catching them in the hallway and running up to them and asking them for that picture to try to mislead your audience to act like you're actually doing business with them. Y'all just go do the work. The clout monster stuff these days is getting insane. I'm going to let you know me for branding. I'm going to let you know me for my community. My girl CEOs are going to show up for me. I'm going to let you know me for my podcast that you're listening to. You're going to know me for me. I don't want to be known for nobody else. I don't want to be known for for this person. I don't want to be aligned. Because of this person. No, I'm going to do the work so that you can know me for me, for my gift to the universe. But this only happens when you can be disciplined. And this is the one thing that so many of you guys are lacking, is the discipline. It's the discipline. Y'all be like, Ronnie, where you been? I'm not going to keep on coming on here. I used to come on here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's over. I'm not doing it. I'm exhausted. And I should have just put this shit on YouTube. So at least I'm going to get the views. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to save it and do it anyway. But you get to a point where you realize that people don't want to be helped in real life. You want to just be, y'all don't want to be paid. It's like, oh, I'm realizing now, like, oh, okay. Like, they ain't really trying to be paid. They're trying to be popular. They're trying to be seen. They want to be included. You just want to be invited to the events. You want to be in the pictures, right? You want to get the follow back. And all this stuff that doesn't matter. You don't want to be prosperous. You want to be popular. You want to be known. It's like, wake up, y'all. Wake up. Y'all should have invited 2, 3, 4, 5 of y'all friends on here by now. Should have shared this thing out to 20, 30, 40,000 people at this point. Why do y'all want to be seen so bad? Right? For the wrong things. I want to be seen, but I want to be seen for branding. I want to be seen for changing lives. I want to be seen for helping people build their companies. I want to be seen doing the work. It's the longevity that I'm after. It's the longevity. So today, I want you all to ask yourself one thing. Am I truly being disciplined? Am I truly being disciplined? Am I disciplined? Am I doing the work that's required to get me to the level of success that I desire? Or am I bullshitting? Am I in my way? Am I in my own way? There are a few things I want you all to ask yourself. Am I disciplined? Am I really doing the work? Am I in my own way? And is my pride and my ego holding me back? Some of you all have access to some amazing people who are trying to help you right now. You have been going in circles for the last 3 to 4 years, okay? Going in circles. When I say going in circles, I mean going in circles. You are not getting the results that you want. And it's because you are in your own way. You in your own way. You will not listen. You will not take any feedback from anybody. It's holding you back. You got all the sense, but have not accomplished any of the things that you desire to accomplish. You need a mentor. You need to listen to your friend. You need to listen to that person that's been trying to pour into you. Some of you all, you have what it takes, but the discipline is lacking. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to get up for 7 days straight. Do something that you haven't done 7 days straight in your business. 7 days straight, whether it's get up, get on live every day. Some of you all are subscribers. We do subscriber-only content a few days a week. If you're not on my subscribers only, get your ass in there. It's $9. You spend that crop a day on a cup of coffee. Get in there. Not only does that $9 get you a few days of content challenges, but it gets you connected to me. You get to see what I'm doing. I'm doing private lives on there, right? I'm doing behind the scenes of my life on there. You get inspired. Y'all be subscribed to bullshit. Subscribe to something that's going to lift your spirits up. Somebody's going to motivate you to get up every day. It's a button in my bio. It says subscribe. Hit it. And then if you're really ready to change your business, get enrolled in the brain rehab. Some of you all going on vacations. You're not in a vacation season. Who wants to go on a vacation and come home broke? Invest in yourself so you can build out something outside of your job. If you on here, you working a 9-to-5 and that's all you got going on, it's too close to having nothing. Get something on the side that you can sell. I don't care what it is. It can be a t-shirt. You can cook. If you can make a smoothie, you can make a cake, a pie, something that people will give you money for, monetize it. Period. All right? The link to apply to work with me is in my bio. Subscribe to get started, even as a subscriber. That's the lowest thing that you could do is just subscribe if you want some inspiration. Okay? Start there. Okay? Start there. I'm gone. I'm out of here. I gotta go take care of my mama. Shout out to the Canvas Studio girl. I'm so damn proud of you. She took the brain rehab program. Her business is blowing up. Her followers are exploding. I'm seeing your craft just evolve. I'm seeing your marketing evolve. And I'm so proud of you. Let me just make sure I give you your flowers in front of everybody. She's one of the ladies that came and took my class. She listened to everything I told her to do. She implemented it. She really stuck to it. She's been consistent as hell. And because of the consistency, her business is evolving. I'm watching her views go up. I'm watching her designs change. I'm watching her community grow. It is insane. And this is what I'm talking about, you all. And let me just stress this. Shade, no shade. I don't help people grow their followers. Okay? That happens in the process of me helping you grow your business. But when working with me, my goal is to not just help you get more followers on Instagram. The goal for me is to help you actually grow a brand that people know, that people love, and that people trust. Right? So when you are, you know, looking at me, you're thinking, well, maybe I need to work with her to grow my Instagram followers. No, people work with me because they want to develop their brands. People work with me because they want to get clear on their offers, right? People work with me because they're tired of being a slave to these companies and, you know, doing these paid deals and things like that. And they want to sell something on their own that can make them 5, 6, maybe 7 figures a year, right? So when you see my students on here, like the Kate Canvas Studio, and you see people like Lane that come on here that went from making $5,000 to $50,000 a month, when you see all of my students on here, it's insane. I see a lot of my students on here. If you're one of my students, drop a comment in the chat. But what I want to stress, you guys, is everything that you want is on the other side of you being disciplined. And until you guys wake up, you become disciplined, you do the things that you're supposed to do, you get out of your ego, right? You're open to coaching, you're open to feedback. I cannot stress this enough. And I'm gonna say it one more time. I said this earlier, okay? I said this earlier when we first got on this live. Many of you all, you have the talent, you have the skill sets, you have the drive, you don't have the discipline, and you are not willing to listen to anybody. We said that at 10 o'clock when I first got on this live. If some of you would just listen to somebody and stop thinking your way is the way, and if you take a step back and look at your way and say, man, how far has my way gotten me? It hasn't gotten you far. You aren't where you could be. Because you are in your mind and you want to say, I did this. Some of you all, you aren't moving because you don't want to give anyone else credit for helping you. Look at my students in this chat. They're here. They're real people. Go click on their page. Go ask them. But don't sit around, you guys, and block your own blessings. A lot of you all are not where you want to be because of you. You. Now you're not even hanging around and talking to and rocking with the people that was actually helping you grow. Some of you all, you're going to look back and say, man, when I was around that person, I was really on my shit. My mind was moving a little different. I was motivated daily. I was going harder. I was working out, right? I was building my company, right? Doors were opening for me. I started to see a little growth. When I was listening to that coach, when I was in that person program, right? When I was in a relationship with that person, you start to think like, damn, I see the difference now. I see the difference. And if you don't see it now, you're going to see it soon. Because let me just tell you, when you around a person who has a gift, when you're not around that gift no more, you're going to start to feel it. it's going to start to impact your life. It's going to impact your finances. It's going to impact your emotions. You ever been around somebody and you realize like your energy was on up, you was waking up, you motivated, you ready to go because you was connected to certain people, and then you got around some other people and it's just boring shit? You go hang around the regular people. The regular motherfuckers that's waking up every day, you know, doing the same thing every day. This is their routine. It's the flow. It's the movement. This is all they doing. Every day, the same thing. Wake up. Go to work. Come home. Do some extracurricular stuff. Wake up. Go home. Do some extracurricular. Wake up. Go home. They in a flow of mediocrity. And then you end up in that same flow. You start settling. You start settling. I'm going to let y'all go, but you start settling. You start saying, oh, you know what? I thought life was all about money. It ain't about money no more. Oh, I wanted a big house. I don't want a big house no more. I'm good with an apartment. I don't want a house. I want this. Oh, I used to want this kind of car, but I don't want it no more. I just want a record. No, you did want that stuff. You did want that stuff. But now you convinced yourself that that stuff isn't important to you. You convinced yourself that that stuff isn't important to you anymore. And it's because you've given up. I hear everybody talking about silent quitting. You silently quit. Now you don't want the Benz no more. You want the Toyota. But the truth is you really wanted the Benz. And then there's nothing wrong with wanting the Benz, right? You used to want a 6-bedroom house. Now you just want a 1-bedroom condo. And it's not because you don't want it anymore. It's because you're too lazy to do the damn work to get it, right? This is what really happens. I don't need to make $1 million a year. No, I know you don't, because you need to work hard to do that. And you're not willing to work hard to actually accomplish it. So now you're good with making $200,000 a year. Now you're good with making 6 figures, $100,000. Now you're good with making $60,000 a year because you've settled. Why did you change your goals? You know why people change their goals? People change their goals because they realize they do not have the work ethic to reach the goals. Get out of your own way. I'm gone. I'm out of here. My mama said I got 15 minutes. Okay? Listen, long story short, let me tell y'all what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to go to my bio, click the subscribe link, okay? It's a button right there that says subscribe. Go subscribe. That's the first thing. Shout out to everybody that's placing orders on Holistic right now. I see y'all. The skin is popping, all right? Skincare is here. Anywho, I want y'all to think about, am I holding myself back? Am I being disciplined? Am I being coachable? Have I gotten away from the people that have held me accountable and helped me get to the next level in my life? And what do I need to change? All right, what do I need to change? And this ain't no motivational speak. These are real steps. Real steps. What is really my problem? Because this is a question people don't really ask themselves. What is my damn problem? What's wrong with me? We sit around and we worry about what's wrong with everybody else. But what is really holding you back? Ask yourself this question. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Ask yourself that. What is wrong with me? This is what accountability looks like. Look at where you are right now in your life and say, why am I here? Ask yourself that. Why am I here? What decisions did I make that led me here? What decisions was it? Why am I not where I want to be? Why do I keep on going in this circle that I feel like I'm going in? What is it? Ask yourself. This is a question like nobody gonna tell y'all this. They gonna say, it's okay. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. It's coming. It's coming. No, it's not coming if you don't do the work. What is the reason why you can't get past go? What is it? Are you hard-headed? Is your character messed up? Do you screw over the wrong people? Do you make bad emotional decisions? Are you a know-it-all? Are you bad with your money? Do you do dumb shit with your finances? Do you talk yourself out of opportunities? Are you a comparative person where you sit around and you compare yourself to other people all day? Are you inconsistent? Do you start stuff and don't finish it? Are you jealous and envious of other people to the point that it stops you from getting the blessings that you deserve in your life? Do you spend your time helping people that ain't even going to be there to help you if you need it, and now you can't even help yourself? What is the real problem? Let's get down to the bottom of it. Are you unwilling to do the work that it takes and create the content that it takes and invest in yourself because you feel like you can do everything yourself? And that's why you still where you at. What is your real problem? Is the woman that you dating, is she a bum? Is she holding you back? You gotta take care of her. You can't get past God. Is the man you dating holding you back? Is he insecure? Is he jealous? Is he not where he want to be? What's holding you back? So now you afraid to reach your next level in your life because you don't want to make him feel small? Are you playing small around the friends that you hanging around, and because you don't want to lose your friends, you don't want to talk about the great things you have going on, you don't want to reach new heights in your life? What is really holding you back? Do you believe that because your mama had financial issues, you going to have financial issues too? What is really holding you the fuck back? It's so easy for us to look at other people and say, oh, this person did this. This person did that. This person did me wrong. This person. No, stop blaming other people. There's at some point in time in your life where you have to take accountability for where you are. Some of you all have spent so much time trying to get people to like you. Do the people at the bank like you? Do the people at the bank like you now? Because when these people are dead and gone, baby, when you dead and gone, they gonna go on with their life. Y'all want to be successful. Y'all want to align yourself with these successful people so bad. I see everybody social climbing. Y'all don't see me with nobody like that. Y'all see me with my kids. Y'all see me taking care of my mom. I always talk about how I retire my mother because I want to inspire y'all to take care of y'all damn parents. Right? That's what y'all see me doing. You see me being a mother. You see, I'm not about to be running around here trying to be friends and cool with all these damn people. I'm good. I'm not going to be running around here because I'm chasing $1 million. If y'all been following me for a long time, I made $1 million back in 2012, 2013. Been there, done that. Right? Been there. This is not new money for me. I've been making money. I'm past stunting through money. Now I stunt through the people that I impact, the lives that I change. I can sit back and say I got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 figure earners under my belt. Listen to me. Y'all gotta get focused on what's important out here. And when you pass away, these people, they don't care. They're not gonna come to your funeral talking about the cars you had, the followers you had, the money you had. The only people that's gonna show up is the people that you impacted their lives. You ever go to a funeral and they standing up and everybody got a story about how that person made a difference in their life? How this person helped them do this? How this person helped them do that? Y'all still focused on y'all. That's the problem. That's why God, let me just say this. I work with so many entrepreneurs and they be like, I want to start my business because I want to show this person. I want to start my business because I want to show this person. The reason why y'all businesses is not growing is because what it's rooted in. It's rooted in ugly. It's rooted in evil. It's rooted in I'm going to show this person up. It's rooted in get back. Okay? Y'all thought little Young Vaughn and them was on the get back gang and all that. No, y'all building these get back businesses when your businesses are rooted in hatred, revenge, who didn't believe in you, you have to start building on that type of foundation. Build on, I want to make a difference. Build on, there's purpose in what I'm doing. Build on, God told me to carry out this vision, so I'm carrying it out. I want you all to transform your minds and get discipline. What are you doing every day to grow your business? It's not about the followers. I have people that have 500 followers, 700 followers, and they're making six figures and seven figures, and they aren't popular online, but they have integrity. They have hearts. They're not about to step on you for the next popular person that looks like they're moving up in the game. And I talked to you all about this last week. A lot of you all are running from person to person, attempting to get an alignment, trying to get a picture with this person, a picture with that person, ass kissing, clout chasing. You spend 90% of your days leaving comments under people's photos who are cute and popular, hoping to get seen and get chosen and make a friend and insist this, insist that. And these people do not care about you. They're not connected to you. You have no real bonds with these people, because all these peoples, they're out here looking for opportunities. They're out here doing the same thing. And you know what happened when users meet users and clout chasers meet clout chasers? They use each other. They clout chase each other, and then they fall out and they burn and crash. That's what happens. I watch it happen all the time. You think people have hearts. You think they're about empowerment. No, they're about money. Think about money and the opportunity. They'll run to any money opportunity that they can. They'll do anything for money. And I say this to you all the time. I hear people say, you know, I'm willing to do whatever to be successful. Baby, when I hear people say that stuff, I run. I run away from them. Because I need to know what you aren't willing to do to be successful. Who you aren't willing to cross to be successful. A lot of these people, you want to be around them because they look successful. They making money. Oh, you know, I'm making $100,000 a day. I'm making $1 million a day. Oh, okay. But how did you do it? See, this is the part that y'all miss. You want to get connected to people because they're successful, but do you truly know what they did to get to that level of success? Oh, you know, some of them fucked over a lot of people. Some of them then, you know, didn't do good business. Some of them stepped on business partners and took money from people, didn't truly help them. Sorry. They didn't did all those things. But you just trying to get an alignment because it looks like they're successful. Let me just say this today. Today, I'm challenging you to not focus on your likes, your followers, your family that's stressing you out, your fake friends. I don't want you to focus on none of that stuff. I want you to get in your zone of genius. I want you to lock in so hard on what you're good at. And I want you to run it the fuck up. And when I say run it up, I mean run it up. I mean, I want you to go hard on it. I want you to post about it every day. I want you to send your emails out. I want you to talk about it. I want you to share your testimonials. I don't want you to post nothing negative. Nothing talking about who wasn't there for you, who crossed you, who hurt you, who didn't have your back. I want you to lock in on your gift. And that's all I want you to post about. Lock in on your gift. I want you to promote your business. I want you to promote your product. I want you to promote your service. When you are doing that, let me just say this. If you follow me here and you in your process of what I'm telling you, if you keep on going hard for your thing, your gift, your service, your product, the thing that you are gifted in, people are going to know you. People are going to see you. You are going to become known for what you do. You're not going to have to align, lock in. The people are going to start trying to align and lock in and associate themselves with you because you're going to be known for your thing. Lock in. You might have 1,500 followers today. You might have 15,000 tomorrow. And I'm going to give it to y'all straight up. I want y'all to go back and get the people. You might have a friend that may have told you to leave a certain person alone. You might have a friend that told you was dealing with a dude that was not good for you. And because her delivery was rough, you didn't fuck over that friendship. Okay? Because she told you he wasn't shit. You don't like her no more. Go get that friend back. Okay? You may have had a friend that seen you start a business and she told you, girl, I really believe in you, but you lazy. You're not working the way you're supposed to be working. You're not being consistent. You're not professional. Right? You're not showing up the way you're supposed to show up. And you was like, I'm not messing with her no more. You cut her off. Go back and get her. Go back and get her. You may have had a business coach that you invested a few thousand dollars in, and she told you that your content wasn't hitting right, that you didn't seem confident in yourself, that you have to build your business the right way. And you cut that. You said, I don't want to take her class. I wasn't a millionaire overnight. Go back and get her. Go back and get her. Go back and get them people. Because if nobody's going to tell y'all this, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. The people that have helped me to get to where I am today, they had to tell me some things that I wasn't ready to hear. And then my ego cannot handle in my weakest moments. And when you really start to grow and develop in life and you become successful, you will learn how to take that constructive criticism and you will learn how to go hard for it. Okay? I love y'all. I'm out of here. I'm about to take my mama to the doctor. Say bye, mom.
Bye.
All right. See y'all later. Bye.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details. It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer valid through 5/31. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.